How'd you ever come to name a banjo tune Diesel Fitter? Jody? Yeah.
My wife named it. See, there was two guys who were working in the local factory. I've heard this in Nova Scotia. You've heard it in Hungary, right? Whatever it was. Anyway, wherever it was, they're out of a job and they go to the unemployment office. Two buddies, I call the first guy first. He comes in, gets his interview, comes out again. He's really happy. He said, hey, I got a job as a diesel fitter. I'm starting at $62,000 a year. I said, that's great. I wonder what they have for me. He goes in there and they said, what'd you do? What was your last job? He said, well, I worked with my buddy in the panties factory. He said, he just told me he got a job as a diesel fitter. He said, yeah, but gave him, you know, yeah, well, he was a diesel fitter in the panties factory. He said, what are you talking about? Two keys, what are you talking about? He said, well, you know, we sat across the table. I'd sew up the panties, he'd put them on his big head, and he said, yeah, diesel fitter. So when I got this banjo, first thing I did was tune it like this. The next thing I did was make this chord. And then this one. Pretty far along I had a tune, so I played it for my wife, Kate. I said, I got a tune, but no title. She said, call it Diesel Fitter. It kind of fits. Thank you. Bruce Deckard.
Yeah, no, I
thank you.
I think. The
thank you. That's the debut of this tune. I made it up a whole long time ago, but this is the first time Paul Chlesky ever heard it. He wasn't at rehearsal.
Pay good attention to this, the words of this one coming up here. This is a really good story song.